Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Odd 7 Podcast Network. Listen different.
Hey, welcome back to Simpin' After Dark, everyone. How's it going? It's your girl, Ashley Mendoza, back for another episode of Talking Lyrics, Music, Simpin', Getting in My Feelings, Talking Current Events. There are lots of current events and things to get into this week, so bear with me. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode from 2 weeks ago. I did not drop an episode last week, so make sure to follow me on Instagram, because I will post on there if there's any updates on episodes, like if I'm not gonna post, that way you can know not to be looking for it. So sorry if you were. But yeah, last week I had Black Galifianakis on the episode. We got into his song. It dropped now, so make sure to go listen to About You, spelled A-B-T-U, on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to music. Support your local indie artist. And yeah, hope you guys enjoyed that. But today I got another solo one for you, and I'm really excited about this song. You know, there's been a lot of really good new music. Kehlani dropped an album. Sabrina Claudio dropped an album. Who else? Sir dropped a single, so can't wait for that album. Bad Bunny. Kendrick finally dropped some music. Like, it's a great time for music right now. But I'm not going to be getting into any of that. I'm actually going to be talking about maybe something that might be a little bit different. But if you're like a day one listener, like back to season one, then you'll know that this isn't the first time I do a song like this. I'm going to be talking about Plan B by Megan Thee Stallion. As soon as that clip was floating around from Coachella, I was like immediately obsessed and just like rewatching that over and over until like they copyrighted it and like took it down. But she dropped it like immediately the next week, so I was happy as fuck about that. And actually, it just took one single person, just one of you guys, to reach out and ask me to do it on the podcast. And I was like, you know what? That's actually a good-ass song to get into. So thank you for reaching out and for asking me to do that song, because I'm really excited to get into this. So real quick rundown. I'm sure everybody knows like what's going on with Megan Thee Stallion, Tory Lanez, just the drama that's been going on for like a couple years now. It's really all just up in the air right now. Supposedly he shot her in the foot. It was like some drunk altercation with friends, and like her best friend is involved. Supposedly people are saying that like she's lying on him because she was mad that he was fucking her best friend. I think her name is Kelsey. This is all alleged, like I really don't fucking know, but I do believe her. He just looks like a piece of shit, like shady as fuck. And I do find it weird when girls are on his side, just because like I never see guys taking a woman's side when it's anything like this. They're always so quick to dismiss a woman and like never believe them. So to me, I'm just like, why would you as a woman automatically take this little guy's side? Like, he just doesn't look like a good person the way he's been like talking about the whole situation. And it's just all really shady. So I guess it's speculated this song is about him. It sounds like it's about him. I don't know if she has come out and said that it is, if she's confirmed it or not. I don't think she's even allowed to say it because of the whole court case. I know he got in trouble for speaking on it online, so I don't know if she has to do the same thing. So it's all just speculation. But regardless if it's like about him or even if it was by her. Like, it's just a really good song with a really good message, all about just like not fucking with whack ass dudes and just being empowered and knowing your own value as a woman. So it's just really perfect for this podcast because you guys know I'm all about that. Let me go ahead and play a clip and then we will get straight into it. Fuck niggas, still can't believe I used to fuck with you. Poppin' playing bees, cause I ain't plan to be stuck with you. Damn, I see you still kicking with them op bitches. I'm the only reason that your goofy ass got bitches. All them hoes wanna look like me, bitch, most likely. Holy fucking you just to spite me. But please don't get it twisted, I ain't tripping. I never put my faith in a nigga, bitch, I'ma die independent. If you was wondering, yeah, boy, I'm still that bitch. I had to block you, but you still gotta watch this shit. Cause who the fuck rocket like me? No bra, tight tee, slick back, ponytail, feeling like I'm iced tea. Okay, so that shit is so good. The beat is fire. It's from like a 90s song. It's a sample. It's by Jodeci. The song is called Freakin' You, but it's Mr. Dalvin's Freak Mix. So yeah, it's really fire and just sounds like a 90s diss track. So it just got me super hyped and I'm just like ready as fuck to get into these lyrics. And also just the fact the title of it is Plan B and just everything going on right now, like the talk of abortion bans and birth control and just like all this fucking insane infringement on women's rights and bodily autonomy and all that. So yeah, we're gonna talk about it. So since I brought that up, yeah, we're gonna talk about that because, you know, like I would rather not get political on here just because, like, you know, Simpin' is about music and relationships and all that, but unfortunately a lot of things having to do with relationships does get a little political when you like take into mind misogyny and how that just really affects everything altogether. Cause like you could be dating someone and it's all good, but like if your political ideologies aren't like compatible, then that shit's just not gonna work out. So I'm gonna be talking about a bunch of stuff like having to do with all that. What else? I am maybe at the end, if I have time, gonna get a little bit into the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case, just cause like there's some things that I wanted to talk about. It's getting a little weird, but yeah, we'll get into it. Gonna talk about some TikToks that I've seen having to do with all of this, and also a TikTok about like I'll get into it when we get there, cause I just feel like it all really ties together. Then I have a tweet for later just about like dating in general, a little bit more lighthearted. And yeah, just some other stuff if we have time. I also have been reading that book Attached that I have brought up a few times. I've been reading it more consistently. Like I legit was like stuck on page 20 forever because I always just like start a book and never finish it. So I'm like on page 121 now, guys. I am super proud of myself. It's hard to focus sometimes, just, yeah, my brain is just rotted a little bit, so I'm trying to just train it to focus more, and I have been learning a lot of good things, so I'm gonna try to just give you weekly updates if I have time for it, because there's some really good shit in there. So, if you don't know what that book is about, if you haven't listened to any of the other episodes where I reference it, it's just about attachment styles in relationships, so, like, secure attachment, anxious attachment, avoidant attachment, and just how to know which is your style and then how to like properly go about dating so that you're not like ruining every relationship and just, you know, just fucking your life up. So yeah, I think we'll be able to get to that. Hopefully I don't rant too much, but you know, I might. We'll see. All right, like I said, the name of the song is Plan B. It's by Megan Thee Stallion. We stan Megan over here. She can do no wrong. So yeah, like if you hate her, just like really question why. Like I'm like dead serious, like really like try to get into why are you against her, because like she hasn't really done anything. So all right, so intro, she's just kind of going off. She's like, who the fuck you think you're talking to? Fuck me, not fuck you. Obviously I'm just not gonna be saying words that I don't need to be saying, so I'll either just leave it blank or replace it with boy. You guys know what it is. This is not the first time. So yeah, verse one, she says, dear fuck boy, still can't believe I used to fuck with ya. Poppin' Plan B's because I ain't planned to be stuck with you. Already just right there starting off pure heat, just like going the fuck in on whoever the fuck she's talking to. And it's like a hilarious thing to say, like, Poppin' Plan B's because I ain't planned to be stuck with you. Like, it's genius, honestly. And it's just a diss because it's like, I wouldn't, like, yeah, I would fuck you, but I would never fucking risk getting pregnant by you. So she's being absolutely fucking smart about not being stuck with someone that ain't shit, you know? And I think, like, it's hard to not get into the abortion talk and, like, all this when, like, this is the line, you know? Because I really do believe that if you're not planning on having a baby or family with somebody and you're having sex, like, if you get pregnant, it's 100% okay to get an abortion. It's 100% okay to use Plan B. Like, if you're on birth control, I just don't really see what the issue is with getting an abortion if there is an accident. Because accidents do happen. People have gotten pregnant even if they use birth control. And it's not fair for a girl to be stuck with this child that's going to tie her to somebody forever. I feel like there was a quote going around. Oh, it was a clip from the Keeping Up with the Kardashians or the Kardashian show. I don't know if it got renamed or whatever, but it's of Kim talking about, like, marriages come and go, but, like, if you have a kid with someone, you're stuck with them forever. And yeah, she's 100% correct. So either, like, if you don't want to get an abortion because you just think it would be too traumatic for you, or it's against your, like, moral beliefs for yourself to get an abortion, then don't have sex with someone that you couldn't picture your life with, whether that's as somebody that you're going to be married to, raising a child with, or even co-parenting. Because you're stuck with that person forever, even if you guys break up. And that's just going to change the trajectory of your whole entire life. And that is not something to take lightly. So yeah, I firmly just support women's decision to be in control of their life. It's not the same as a guy knocking someone up and getting to go about his life. It's not the same when you're the woman and you're carrying this child. That's going to affect you a lot differently than the person that knocks you up. So they don't really get a say in it. Like, no, I don't give a fuck. Then she says, damn, I see you still kick it with them op bitches. I'm the only reason that your goofy ass got bitches. All them hoes want to look like me. Bitch, most likely only fucking you just to spite me. But please don't get it twisted. I ain't tripping. So I think that's like, it could possibly be a shot at Kelsey, because the alleged story is that, like, they were both fucking Tory or whatever the fuck was going on. So, like, I guess just to take them out of the equation. So if you're, like, fucking with the dude and then you find out he cheats on you and then you break up and then he's still kicking it with that bitch. Like, I mean, first of all, yeah, she's an op. And if he's still kicking it with her, that means he for sure was cheating. He for sure never respected you. Because I don't know, I feel like if you're really sorry if you cheat and you get caught and someone breaks up with you, then you better not continue to fuck with that person. Like, I kind of understand, like, well, I got caught anyway and I already lost my person, so fuck it, whatever. But I just think that just shows that you didn't respect them. So I mean, like, by all means, do what the fuck you want. If that's your mentality, like, well, I lost them anyway, so I might as well continue fucking with this person. I feel like that shows that you never had respect for them and that you don't care about the aftermath of it. Because if you're really sorry, you would at least be like, damn, I fucked up, I hurt them, and the least I could do is not continue to fuck with this person. Like, I just feel like you're like, that's big villain energy. Like, how are you not gonna try to minimize the damage at all? But that just shows that you don't need to be in a relationship in the first place. So, you know, you live and you learn. But yeah, I love that line when she says, I'm the only reason that your goofy ass got bitches. Because I know that is super relatable to a lot of women, where, like, you'll get with a dude that, like, I feel like sometimes people like getting with guys that are, like, shy and quiet, because it just kind of is nice knowing that he probably doesn't have mad bitches or a whole lineup of, like, girls that, like, he could cheat with. Or he's, like, not like that. Like, he's not, like, a thirsty, like, super friendly, outgoing dude that has, like, all these options. Not in, like, a bad way, that saying that, like, options are bad, you know? If you're good looking, you got options, that doesn't make you somebody bad to be in a relationship with. But, like, if you're in a relationship with someone like that, it is just, like, it just can get more messy if they're not respectful. So I think that's why, like, sometimes, like, I know guys do it too. They like to go for girls that like are more like shy and like keep to themselves. Like I feel like outgoing people are more intimidating to people, which it can come from insecurity for sure. But you know, I see why. But then also adding the whole element, like getting back to the lyrics, once you fuck with somebody that nobody fucking knew about, like all of a sudden everybody wants to come fuck with them too. This happens to guys and girls, like this happens to everyone. But like what I want to add is I feel like sometimes it's not even about people wanting to fuck with your ex or whoever you were fucking with, but it's more about like they secretly want to be you and they want to get like you and they want to do everything you do and have all the things you have. So it's more about like a jealousy and like, you know, literally, yeah, just wanting to be you. And how much more can they be you than dating who you were just with? It's mad fucking weird, but like we see it all the time. Like it happens to a lot of girls. And like, I feel like this is why people don't like posting their significant others on social media sometimes. I've seen a lot of girls talk about that on TikTok. This one girl, what is her name? I think it's Michelle Diaz. She's always talking about like dating like high value men, which I hate the word, but like I do love her content and I do agree with a lot of what she has to say. She just talks about having your standards so high that like, you know, you're very clear about what you want and only fucking with men that are gonna agree to your standards. And she very much makes it known that she likes to be spoiled and taken care of. And you know, I fucking love that for her. But she was posting stuff with her dude and she said that she stopped because a bunch of girls were like trying to get her man, just like DMing him. And obviously it's up to the guy to like turn him down, but obviously he was like honest enough to like let her know and be like, yo, there's like weird ass little hoes in my DMs. So I don't know, that's fucking annoying, I'm sure. So good for her, because yeah, bitches are weird sometimes and they really do want to be like you and they know that they can't be you. So what do? Try to do everything the same that you do.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, so then she says, I never put my faith in a dude, bitch. I'm a die independent. If you was wondering, yeah, boy, I'm still that bitch. I had to block you, but you still gotta watch this shit. Because who the fuck rocket like me? No bra, tight tee, slick back, ponytail, feeling like I'm iced tea. You know I suck it good, real hood, when you wake up. You know her head weak if she ain't fucking up her makeup. Damn, I can't believe I used to let you fuck me. I'd rather be in jail before a broke dude cuff me. So yes, ladies, take notes. Good head is sloppy head. Your makeup will get fucked up. And that goes both ways. I'm talking about giving and receiving. If you're gonna do it right. But the real line that I want to talk about is that last one. I'd rather be in jail before a broke dude cuff me. Because, yeah, I think more girls need to have this mentality. And I want to talk about it. And it's, like, not even, like, on, like, some gold digger shit at all. I just think that people need to add value to your life. And that's a mutual thing. Like, if you're dating someone, you both need to be mutually adding something to each other's life. And if you're fucking with a dude that all he has to offer is dick, I mean, it's your life. Do what you want to do. But hopefully at least he's not causing you a headache, you know? Because if he is out here, all he's doing is giving you headaches, causing you stress, making you cry, and just, you know, just ruining your life one day at a time, then, like, what are you doing, you know? And I wanted to make a TikTok about this, but I just never got around to it, so I'll just talk about it now. Maybe I'll make one later. But if you're fucking with a dude like that, that just completely sucks, you need to be charging him money. Like, tax these fools. Like, if they're wasting your time, because you need to understand, time is money. They're wasting your time and you're just letting them do that for free. You better be getting something out of it. Like, nice dates, gifts, cash is great. I know everyone loves cash. Yeah, if they're, like, fucking up, like, back to back or just doing the same mistakes over and over, start charging them money. I bet you they'll clean up their act real quick, or they'll stop fucking with you, which is great. The trash takes itself out and then you don't gotta fuck with them no more. It's good for you in the long run. Like, you might be sad, but find someone else that's gonna be nice to you and treat you right and take care of you. And that is, like, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, whatever you want. Because if you know your worth and you know that you can add value into someone's life, then you can easily ask this of someone. Because if a dude's here, like, fucking up your life, making your life miserable, and you ask him to pay up or tax him in whatever way you like, if he actually loves you for real and he understands that he just needs to get his act together, then he's gonna pay to stay in your life. And if he doesn't, that means he doesn't see your value. Because he's sticking around for a reason. You're obviously adding value into his life if he's still sticking around. Like, he wouldn't stick around if there wasn't something about you. And it's not just sex, because they can do that anywhere. And if it is just sex, then they're gonna leave when you start taxing them. So just think about that. Like, really think about it. I know it sounds kind of crazy. Some of you guys might be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you're insane. And I'm not. Trust me. I've thought about this. I've sat with it. And it just makes 100% sense. It's a solid argument. I don't know. Try it out. See what happens. Obviously, I'm not talking about taking advantage of someone that's actually treating you right. I'm talking about ain't shit dudes. So keep that in mind. I know I have some male listeners. So this is not about you if you are a solid dude. This is about guys that are just, like, fucking emotional terrorists, basically. Yeah, so I'm basically just saying know your value. And value can equal money sometimes. So, you know, go cash out. All right, so the chorus, she says, ladies, love yourself because this shit could get ugly. That's why it's fuck dudes get money. So that's, like, a play on the fuck bitches get money. And just the mentality of, like, knowing if a dude ain't shit, fuck him, stack your money, you'll be fine. Love yourself, basically. That's, like, the meaning of this whole song, and it's beautiful. And she says, and I don't give a fuck if that dude leave tonight because that dick don't run me. You better get on your knees and eat this pussy right before I have another do it for me. Because dick don't run me, I run dick. You's a bitch. Beautiful, beautiful. We love it. So just, she knows her worth. She knows she could easily replace a dude that is not shit. And that's what I want to emphasize, because I feel like a lot of, like, guys get triggered by songs like this. It's like, if you're a good dude, she's not fucking talking about you. Like, when girls sing this and they mean it, it's because it's about a shitty dude. And you know what? Some girls sing this at the top of their lungs just because it's a good ass fucking song. Like, there's people in amazing relationships that just, like, fuck with, like, the sentiment overall. You could be in a happy ass, amazing, healthy relationship and still love the message. Like, you should. Like, you should want that for other women. So don't ever assume anything if someone is preaching something. And you know, that's actually, like, a fucking pet peeve of mine, because it's happened to me before where, like, dudes will try to like gotcha, like to me, if I'm preaching about shitty dudes, they'll be like, oh, well, like, do you have a man? I remember this one time this guy was like, oh, well, do you have a boyfriend? And like, it was just like in response to something I posted on Instagram stories, on the Simp and Instagram stories. Like, I really don't remember what it was. But he was trying to like kind of go back and forth with me about it, like, you know, just getting all defensive. Honestly, I think it was that same weird dude that said he wants his daughter to be curvy in the future, his imaginary daughter, future daughter, to be curvy in the future, to have something to offer her future imaginary husband. Like, this dude's mad weird. But he tried to do that whole thing, like, oh, well, like, do you have a man? And I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, like how long, like, are you guys serious? I was like, yeah. He's like, you guys say I love you. I was like, yeah. Like, he really fucking thought he was gonna get me and be like, oh, well, that's why you don't have a man. No. And even if I didn't have a fucking man, like, men that think like that truly only think that what you have to say is solid or gonna be respectful, at least, of what you have to say if you have a man. Like, if they see that you're single, they'll try to use that as, like, a flaw in your argument or, like, your morals or standpoint, you know? And nah, like, women can be single and feel a way, and not just because they have standards and feel a way, that doesn't mean that like they're flawed or nothing like that. Like, they're single because they have standards, because dudes that they're fucking with are not meeting their standards. So it's crazy to me that dudes try to do that. Gotcha. Like, damn, like, misogyny is crazy, y'all. Like, I wish I could slap all these dudes. So yes, ladies, don't let dick run you. You run that dick, all right? You set the rules, you set the bar, and if they don't meet it, move on to the next one. Go get your money, focus on yourself, and everything will work itself out. All right, verse 2, she says, Mugler suit in my meeting, wagyu steak when I'm eating, making so much money, this dude dumb if he cheating, bitches watching and hating, put that shit in their faces, I'll buy the whole building and keep them hoes in their places. So basically just flexing, like, back to the whole point about girls that are haters or like jealous and insecure wanting to be you, and like that's why they try to like fuck your dude, like swoop on him or like get him when you're done with him. So she's just like, okay, like, bitch, I don't care, like, you're broke. And you can be broke in other ways, not just financially. So, like, if you're insecure, like, your soul is broken. Something in your mental is broke. Like, you are poor when it comes to being secure in yourself. When it comes to confidence, if you have none, you're broke in confidence. You know? Stick with me. So, if you are secure in yourself, then you know, like, these bitches can never get like you anyway at the end of the day. And that's a good feeling to have. And you have to remember these things when bad shit happens to you or when like people hate on you, period. It's always coming from a place of like they have a hole in their heart, or they just like feel horribly about themselves. They don't think highly of themselves, and that's why they're trying to bring you down and talk shit and judge you. So don't ever forget that. All right, and then this next part, funny as fuck, she says, he submerged in it like a baptism. He hit this water, then he coming back a real. So I love that line. Funny as fuck. And then she says, how you want a bitch but don't want to work? How you want a bitch that you don't deserve? I should have listened to my first mind and told your ass no the first time. So trust your intuition. Always, if you meet someone and you know deep down they're not going to be good for you, just trust that. Like, why wait and see, you know? And then back to how you want a bitch that you don't deserve. Yeah, like, the theme. Don't lower yourself to be with someone that is not up to your standards. You're only playing yourself when you do that. So, like I said, charge them some money. Like, should you be fucking with them? No, but if you're gonna be fucking with somebody like that, you should at least be getting something out of it. I always think it's Summer Walker. Stretch you out. We gonna stretch you out. Like, stretch that man out. His wallet. Stretch it out. If he's gonna, like, ruin your life, stretch that wallet out. So then she says, try to spare this dude's feelings. Now he think he hurt in mine. So that's embarrassing. Like, see, should have just never fucked with him in the first place. You're cheap and I'd be at work while you sleep. My pussy is the most expensive meal you'll ever eat. Fuck you. Still can't believe I used to trust you. The only accolade you ever made is that I fucked you. So that is hilarious, but also at the same time, it's kind of like embarrassing because it's like, I should have never just fucked with him in the first place. Like, now he gets to say that he fucked me. Like, who wants to, like, live with that thought, you know? So just don't fuck these dudes that ain't shit. And you won't have to be having that feeling. Like, it's definitely a diss. It's funny, but, like, what can you do? You can't take it back. You can block them out in your mind all you want, and to you, they're like, no, that was never a body on my list. But these dudes are, like, really dumb, and they're just gonna be, like, still hit, though, and, like, for real, like, it's, like, an accomplishment for them to have hooked up with someone, even if they hate them. Like, a girl could straight up hate a dude and be embarrassed that she fucked him, and, like, yeah, it sucks that she fucked him, but, like, you know, she realizes now, but then he's, like, still hit, though. That's, like, the worst. Like, that just shows that they have nothing going on for them, and, like, that their life is shit, and that they know they ain't shit, because they're really bragging on having sex with someone. Like, that really makes them feel like they're better. So it's a compliment to you. Like she said, the only accolade he ever made was that they fucked you. Like, that just shows that they know they ain't shit. So as annoying as it is when guys are, like, still hit, though, just know that means that after all this, even after you see, like, how embarrassing he is and how much you regret it because he ain't shit, he still sees your worth, and, like, that's why he fucked you, because he always saw your worth. So, yeah, you're still worthy. You're still that bitch, but, like, you know, just do better next time, right? Then she says, you a bitch. If you get the chance, I bet you snitch. You'll never get a chance to tell me come and pack my shit. So, I love that, because if you're fucking with someone like that, do not wait until they're done with you. Because some of these dudes will have the audacity to be the worst person alive and then still dump you, or, like, leave you for someone else, or tell you to pack your shit. That is the worst case scenario I could think of. Like, to be fucking with someone so trash, so mediocre, like, have them just putting you through hell and then they still break up with you. Like, don't let it get to that point. Like, leave that man in the dust. Like, leave that person behind if they ain't shit. Because that is real life worst case scenario. That would be so embarrassing. You're better than that. So then it's just back to the chorus, and then it's over. Kind of short little song, or it feels short just because I feel like it should be 10 minutes long because I love it so much. But yeah, lyrics are pretty much straight to the point. They're funny as fuck. She's a real bitch for saying all this. Like, everything she said was just 10 out of 10, and yeah, I respect her and I love her. This is basically like my pledge of allegiance every morning, and it should be yours too. So yeah, just learn from her. Like, you could tell she feels a lot of regret for fucking with such, like, a shitty dude. And she's saying all this because I think she wants everyone to not go through that. And also now she found, like, her man, and they are so fucking cute together, and she looks really happy. I hope she is. And yeah, let that be a lesson to all. Ladies, love yourself, because this shit could get ugly. So yeah, leave that man behind. Go get you a new one that loves you and treats you right. And if you get pregnant by a dude that ain't shit, it is okay to get an abortion.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
I don't know if I have to do like a disclaimer or like a fucking warning. I don't know. Do I have to do trigger warnings for abortion talk? I talk about it freely because it's not a big deal to me, and I know some people might be off put by that or like not like me because of that, but we are pro-choice over here. And I don't like the idea that people think that you need like a whole traumatic reason to get an abortion. No, like simply if you fuck with a dude or it's a one night stand or whatever, you find out that he ain't shit and you get pregnant, you can get an abortion. You should. First of all, plan B, let's be safe. But for whatever reason, if that doesn't work, you do not need to be stuck to a man, because one day somebody preached their moral values and ingrained them into your brain. Like, it's okay to have your own thoughts and really think about your life. You are in charge of your life. And as long as abortions are legal, you should go get an abortion so that you're not stuck with someone. Unless you really want a kid and you are okay with raising a kid by yourself and you really want that and you don't care about the DNA and who the dad is, by all means, go ahead. And if I am upsetting anyone, I'm sorry. I just really like talking about this doesn't bother me at all, like at all. So, like, I respect people's choices if they don't want to get one, but that is pro-choice. And if you do want to get one, I respect that too, you know? Obviously, just be smart about sex and don't fuck with these dudes that you wouldn't picture a life with. But, like, I hate that all of the repercussions and the consequences are put on women, because it takes two. And women are the only ones that are stuck with the consequences of sex, you know? Even if, like, a guy is, like, anti-abortions and he's like, okay, it was a one-night stand and he still wants to have the baby, that's easy for him to say because he doesn't have to carry that child. Like, he's not the one putting his life at risk. It's not a walk in the park. Like, women really are risking their lives when they get pregnant. Like, there's actually a lot of horrible things that can happen with pregnancy. And I'm not, like, here to try to scare anyone. But just the things I have learned over time, it's insane that we don't learn more about them. It's insane that we don't have better sex education on a federal level. Because, like, I'm blessed, truly, to be in California where I don't really have to fear for my rights to have a medical procedure done. I don't have to fear that that's going to be taken away from me because we respect women's rights over here. But I really do feel for women in other states where that's going to be taken away, where supposedly now there's talk about banning IUDs and other things like that. It really feels like forced birth now. And I hate the whole fucking word pro-life. There's no such thing as pro-life, okay? Like, the situation is, do we have a choice or not? So one stance is pro-choice, the other stance should be anti-choice, like you're anti-women having a choice, or just forced birth. And like, this is what it's getting to feel like more and more with like the development of everything going on, which is upsetting and scary. But back to kind of what I was saying, like, I don't think you need a sob story. Trigger warning, like, I know a lot of people like to bring up rape and sexual assault and incest, things like that, or even like a dangerous pregnancy where it's like stuck in the wrong place in like a fallopian tube or some shit, so then like they have to take it out or you'll die. I don't think it even has to be anything like that. Like I said, it's nobody's fucking business, and if you want an abortion, you should be able to have one. Like, having a kid is a really life-changing decision, and it's completely normal. I don't care if you are 15, 16, 17, or 30, or 35. Like, however old you are, if you get pregnant and you're not ready to be a parent for whatever reason, whatever circumstances are in your life, whether it's financial, just mental, whatever, that's your business. And what I do want to talk about, though, is basically dating someone that doesn't believe that you should have the right to make that decision. Because the crazy thing about all of this is that men can't fathom being told that they don't have the right to make a decision over their body. This would never happen to men. Like forced vasectomies or like male birth control even, like the fact that that has never been greenlit because of the side effects that are like too intense, but women's birth control is fucking intense. That just tells you everything you need to know. Like this is about controlling women. So yeah, I don't see how women date guys that don't believe that they have bodily autonomy, because that's what that is at the end of the day. I saw this TikTok that just like pissed me the fuck off. This lady was recording her conversation with her husband. They were discussing, yeah, like the choice about abortion, going back and forth. And basically he was just like, no, like if I get a woman pregnant, like say it's like a one night stand and a guy gets a girl pregnant and he's like, I want that child. So you're going to have that child and then just give it to me and then I can take care of it and you don't have to pay for it or nothing. Like just give it to me. Like that is so insane for a man to say, and I just can't fathom how you got so far into a relationship with a man, you married him without ever knowing his stance. Like this needs to be like first date material at this point, because you don't need to be wasting your time to find out later down the line that they're fucking psychopaths. Because that is just a crazy thing to say, that like, yeah, just force the woman to have it and then I'll take it. First of all, there's like that story that went around Reddit, like I feel like years ago, where like a guy did that with his girlfriend. She didn't want to have a baby, but he kind of was like, oh, she'll come around once the baby's born. But like he just told her, I'll just take care of it, I want the baby, so just please just have it and I'll like raise it. And she was like, you know what, fine. So she did, she gave it to him, and he was like, she'll just bond and she'll fall in love with the baby and then she'll change her mind. She never did. He eventually got tired and just wanted to give, I don't know about give the baby back, but he was just like, I can't do this on my own. He wanted her to pay more money, even though she was already paying more than like the designated court amount, or I don't know if it was like a legal amount that she had to pay, but she was doing her part more than she should have at that point when like he forced her to give birth at the end of the day. He guilt tripped her into it. Yeah, like he couldn't handle it. And I don't think a lot of men realize how much work it is, because even when it's like a couple that is together and someone gets pregnant and they decide they're going to do it together because they are together, it's never going to be 50-50. First of all, just the carrying the child and birthing it. But even after that, like women just do more of the work. Like it's just never going to be 50-50. And it's insane for a guy to think that like he could just casually tell a woman like just carry it through and then I'll take care of it. Like that's fucking insane. That's like when guys are like, oh well, if a girl can abort my baby without my permission, then I should be able to walk away from the baby when it's born if I don't want it. Why like do they want to compare a woman aborting cells to walking away from a real life child that's already born in here on the earth? There is no logic in any of these arguments. And I just like always assume everyone that I surround myself with is like on the same page as me. So I hope I'm not like upsetting anyone. But yeah, I would just think if you fuck with me that you're like on the same page as me. I just like always feel like I'm pretty outspoken. So if I feel a way, like I have no shame in expressing that. And I just assume other people are the same way. Like just understanding, you know, like I don't fuck with misogynists, people that are transphobic, homophobic, any phobics, racist, any of that. So like I have no problem alienating people, but I just hope that there's like nobody like that that fucks with me in the first place, you know. And this is political, unfortunately. Like a woman's body has become something that is political. And I just can't not say anything just because, like, everything going on, it's fucking insane. And I'm just really praying for women in other states and praying for women that are just barely finding out that their partner doesn't believe that she should have rights over her body. It's really sad, and, like, that would be terrifying. I would literally get a divorce. Like, the way he was talking to her in that TikTok, like, that woman, oh my God. I don't know if I could continue to do that. So this is something that you should talk about. And that brings me to another TikTok that I saw. Oh man, I wanted to stitch it because I like wanted to give my opinion on it, but I haven't got around to it. It's been a while. I don't know if I still will or not, but I'm gonna talk about it now. This girl basically is like,
men don't like loud women. Like, they hate women that are loud and annoying and blah, blah, blah. Like, if you go on a date with a man, just, like, don't talk. Like, just don't. Just let him lead the conversation and just don't talk. Like, men don't like women that are loud. That's masculine energy. Like, feminine women are quiet and, like, what the fuck? And she was dead fucking serious. And it just all ties together because I feel like you should be loud and outspoken, especially about things that are important like this, especially about things that could become a problem down the line, you know, like your morals and ethics and values. That all will become a problem down the line, eventually. You can try to hide it and pretend if you want, but it's gonna come up somehow, some way, and it's just better to be honest about it from jump so that you don't have to deal with that bullshit later. So yeah, I don't understand why she's telling girls to be quiet. Like, that sounds insane. Like, is a freaking man, like, holding you at gunpoint, forcing you to make this video? That shit is misogynistic as fuck. If you're naturally quiet, that's fine. And there's no problem with, like, letting a man lead in conversation if it's, like, the first date and you just want to see if he knows how to carry a conversation or what he has to say. But to tell women that it's, like, not feminine if you're loud, fuck all that. Like, what are you gonna do? Like, pretend to be quiet and not have shit to say the entire relationship? Like, you just have one brain cell in there bouncing around, you're just gonna pretend? No, if you have something to say, say it. And what kind of man do you think you're gonna attract if you're pretending to be quiet? Like, if you're trying to catch a man because he hates loud women, you're gonna attract a man that hates loud women. And a man that hates loud women is misogynistic. Like, if you hate loud people in general, that's just a preference. But to specifically hate loud women and not want to date loud women because that's annoying and that's not feminine, that's misogynistic. And why the fuck would you want to attract a misogynistic man? I don't know if this bitch, like, even thought that through when she made that TikTok, but that's fucking annoying. That's insane that people are out here just, like, spreading that type of idea. I don't know. But I'm sure you guys saw it. If you did, let me know what you think. Like, I know a lot of people were stitching her, like, bitch, what the fuck? So it would kind of be beating a dead horse at that point for me to stitch it. But I had to talk about it just because this all ties together. I don't know what the fuck is in the air with, like, spreading this kind of shit. But yeah, no, you should absolutely be vocal about your values and anything that you are passionate about. So do that. Yeah, I just think it's, like, a really important thing to do and, like, an easy way to, like, weed out men like that, like, misogynistic men, which can turn into abusive men, is to just be vocal about these things that would make a man like that uncomfortable. Like, talk about birth control, talk about abortions, talk about women's rights, talk about misogyny and the patriarchy. See how they feel real quick, because if he is that way, he's gonna, like, say some bullshit. It's the same thing as bringing up astrology to a man. If he's like, oh, you're into that stupid shit, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, don't talk to a man like that. Like, I mean, if that's your thing, go ahead, but, like, then don't be crying later when he's treating you like shit over something else, you know? Like, I don't know how people sit there and date guys that treat women's rights or shit like that as a joke. Like, I would just not be having it, but I don't know. I can't stand when girls just share a brain cell with their boyfriends that can't have their own opinions and just regurgitate everything he says. Please come to your own conclusions, do your own research, educate yourself. And if you're scared to contradict him, that's a red flag. That's a big fucking sign that he wouldn't fuck with you if you weren't this submissive, quiet woman that agreed with everything he had to say. And that's just gross. Like, why would you want to be that to a man? That's not embarrassing. Another thing that that lady was saying when she was talking to her husband about it, because he was talking about, like, well, she should just carry it and then I'll take care of it, blah, blah, blah. She was mentioning, which is a really important point that I was kind of talking about, is when you're pregnant, like, life affects you differently when you're the one actually pregnant versus the impregnator. Okay, she mentions that you have to pass up job opportunities, which is a big fat fucking thing. Like, hello, yeah, you can't fucking do certain things. It's gonna hinder your life in so many ways. Like, you're not gonna be able to sleep properly. Like, there's so many things that men don't have to deal with when it comes to pregnancy that they don't even think about. Like, I know I kind of talked about before how, like, women can't eat certain things like sushi and whatever else. I don't really know. They can't drink or like smoke weed or whatever. Guys get to continue doing these things. And I know when I posted that clip on TikTok, like some people were like, oh my god, like alcoholics, you guys can't not drink for 9 months. That wasn't the point. And like, it seems like petty to even bring that up. It's just to kind of highlight that there are so many little things when it comes down to it that men don't have to deal with. So it's so fucking weird for them to try to like force women to give birth. Like they like try to act like this consequence of having sex is only on the woman. Like they legit are like, well, that's a consequence. You shouldn't me. Like they're not fucking out here having sex. Just because they don't have to deal with it, they love to just shit on women and act like they should have to fucking give birth. All right, I am gonna talk about one more thing. It's basically just a tweet. Like I said, I want to end on some more lighthearted stuff, and then probably next week I'll get into the stuff from that book Attached, just because I'm pretty good on time and I got some things I need to do after this. So okay, I was on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, by the way, Simpin' After Dark. This girl posted a screenshot of some guy texting her. Okay, because first she says, why did I get asked on a mimosa date? But I said, no, I work. Motherfucker showed up to my job with the whole new lady, laughed my ass off. And then she posts a screenshot of the text messages. So, okay, pay attention to the times. At 11:30 a.m., he's like, mimosa date, say yes. And then she's like, no, sorry, I work. And then at 2 p.m. that same day, so 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2.5 hours later, he texts her, no way that's you. And she's like, motherfucking no way that's you. And he's like, laugh my fucking ass off. And she's like, I'm gonna spit in your drink. And he's like, I like that. And she was like, she's cute. And then he was like, you're cuter. First of all, I barfed because like, imagine being the one on the date with the guy and he's like texting a girl that works there, telling her that she's cuter than you. Yeah, no. And second of all, people were just like in the comments like, oh well, she should have said yes. So like, yeah, like girls only want to like date you after they see you with another girl. Like the times aren't right there. This man said mimosa date at 11:30 a.m. like, what kind of fucking warning is that? That's not a plan. Like, stop dating guys that don't make plans with you. Like, I like a week's notice, but like, damn, at least 24 hours at fucking least. If you're gonna go after somebody busy, they got shit to do. They need to like be able to work things out. If they like you, they'll move things around for you. But like the morning of brunch date, like I gotta shower, I gotta get ready. Like that's just not enough time. Brunch usually ends at like 2 or 3 or something. So, and the fact that he just like instantly had another date, like whatever, you're single, whatever. But just like weird ass energy, the fact that he's like trying to text her while he's on a date. So yeah, that kind of guy is not shit. I don't know how you dodge shit like that. Actually, this is how you dodge shit like that. You don't go on dates with guys that don't give you a heads up, because he texted that girl first. He found a date after, so he probably texted her at 11:35 a.m. texted the other girl like, date. Don't do that. Don't hang out with the guy that's gonna fucking give you no notice. Because you could very well be the second option. You could be the third option. Who knows if he texted someone even before that. He probably had a date with the girl he actually liked and made plans with a week before, but maybe she flaked or something. So then he hit her up. Like, you really have no idea what went down. But I just know we are grown adults, and like not making actual plans, that's not a good idea. And that's just really an easy way to weed out guys that don't really fuck with you. Clearly, this is like the perfect example. So yeah, people were just like in the comments discussing like if that was fucked up or not. I think it's fucked up to be texting a girl telling her she's cuter than your date while you're on a date with a date. Like, I think that's messed up. But there's literally people in the comments like, oh, they're single, who cares? Like, what's messed up? And somebody was like, that he's telling the other girl that she's cuter. Like, that's messed up. And then somebody was like, what's wrong with him being honest? Like, I cannot. Twitter is insane. So I don't know. That's just what I got from this, is don't hang out with guys that make plans with you the day of, because you could be the second choice and you're single, whatever. But I mean, if that's what you want to deal with and you're okay with that, go ahead. But if you want to avoid guys like that, that's my advice. Once again, I am not a relationship coach, dating expert, love guru, not a therapist, nothing like that at all. I just have lived my life and experienced shit. I've dealt with ancient guys and I see shit go down. I am an observer. I am a sociologist, if you will, on Twitter. I don't know if that makes any sense. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I just like see conversations. I like to see how things happen and play out. And yeah, even if you go on TikTok, like, and hear people's stories, like, it just is easy to come to a conclusion. I can connect the dots and see how everything plays out together. If you just sit back and see the bigger picture, you'll be able to see, like, what things to avoid, you know? And then, like, same thing back to, like, if you're gonna be dealing with a guy like this that asks you out last minute, he better be paying for the date. He better be spoiling you, because dealing with a guy like that is annoying. He's out here texting other girls. Like, the least he could do is make sure you have a really great time. And then also just back to, like, the whole idea of if he is treating you like shit and you're still gonna deal with him, to make sure that he's paying you. Another reason for that, my last final thought, is that emotional labor is labor. Like, having to deal with over-explaining yourself to people, or, like, telling them where they fucked up, how they got you fucked up, how to fix it, all that, it is labor. It is draining. And labor means you should get paid. So I just really see no holes in my argument. But you let me know what y'all think. Am I tripping? Am I a genius? I don't know. Oh, and I know I also said I was going to talk about the Johnny Depp case. So I'll just say really quick, because I really don't want to fucking get into it. But it's just back to the same thing about people just rushing to be on the man's side and believing him all the time. I'm not saying I don't believe Johnny Depp. I do believe that he was abused. Amber Heard does, like, just give weird vibes, like she's not being truthful or something. But this isn't really about them and the case. Like, I think there should be justice, whatever the case is. It's more about the way people are treating this. And if you compare it to if the roles were, like, reversed, like if it was, like, a woman that was suing for defamation or, like, assault, whatever it is, do you really think that it would be memeified like this, in the sense that people are just dragging the woman, like, through the mud? Like, just every single thing that she's doing is getting turned into, like, a meme. Like, there is audio going around of her talking about being sexually assaulted by him. And whether or not it's, like, true or not, and, like, some people are saying she stole the story. So even if it's not true, it happened to her, it's, like, an actual story. And even if it's not an actual story, it's still the retelling of a sexual assault. People are turning it into this weird thing where they're, like, fantasizing about Johnny Depp doing this to them. And it's women making these videos on TikTok. It's mad fucking weird. A lot of it is really weird. Yeah, I just really encourage everyone to just really think about, like, why this is all happening. I just think if the roles were reversed, I don't think there would be all these fan pages for, like, the woman. And the way that people are dragging Amber Heard, I don't think if the roles were reversed that men would be over here dragging a man in this case. Like, the thing about men is they're always on men's side no matter what. And I just want women to question, like, why are you rushing to also just trash a woman? Not even just in this, but in general, like Megan Thee Stallion. You know, there's women that don't believe Megan Thee Stallion and think she's a liar and are against her and are like, no, Tory Lanez, we love him. He would never do that. Like, I don't know. The whole situation's weird. Once again, I am not speaking directly on what's happening because I don't fucking know. I just think this whole thing being televised is kind of like the fucking worst thing ever. It's getting really weird. But yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm just kind of rushing through that because I want to wrap this up, but I'll maybe touch on it next week when I listen back and gather my thoughts on it. Oh, and happy late Mother's Day to all you angels, by the way. I don't remember if I said it at the beginning of the episode or not. I just started babbling and got distracted. But yeah, like, I guess real quick, like, on the topic of abortion, since I was talking about all that, like, I highly respect mothers, and that's why I don't take any of this shit lightly, is because I know that it takes a lot of work, and because I respect mothers and motherhood so much, and I think that every child that is born should be born into a life where they were planned, and even if they weren't planned, where it was, like, something that the parents wanted, or at least the mother wanted, like, at the end of the day, like, something that the mother is ready for, because, you know, everyone's situation is different. And yeah, so that's why I'm like so fucking hardcore about this because I respect the fuck out of mothers and what they do. So if you have kids, happy Mother's Day if you are a mother. And yeah, you guys are just angels and mothers make the world go round. So yeah. All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in and sticking around through my rants. This felt like a very ranty episode, but I think it was good, you know? Plan B is a great song. She had some really good messages on that song. And yeah, abortion rights for all and medical freedom for all. And yeah, don't let them take our rights away, America, right? Love you guys. Follow me on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Just a reminder, on Instagram I will post if I'm not having episode this week or that week, whatever. I just was like drained last week. Like sometimes I just am tired. I was kind of burnt out, so that week off really helped. Like I feel better. It felt like a mini vacation, but I'm ready to get back to it. There will be an episode next week, but you know, updates on Instagram. Shout out to Wild 7 Studios, and make sure to go to YouTube, follow Wild 7 Studios on there. I have like my Simping After Dark playlist on there where we are starting to upload full episodes, like the video. I know a lot of you guys have been asking for that for a while. It takes a lot of time. It's taking some time. So it's just older episodes right now from like season 3, but eventually they will all be up on there, the full episodes. So I'm super excited about that. I like watching videos sometimes versus listening to podcasts. I know everyone's different, but they will always be in podcast form first. But if you do want to like go back and watch the video, then they are available on YouTube. And yeah, I'm working on trying to get better quality video and all that, but I hope you guys are enjoying the episode and enjoying the season so far. You can go to simpingafterdark.com for merch. I have some hoodies available, and trying to think what else, maybe some stickers or something soon, we'll see. But yeah, I'll talk to y'all next week. Have a beautiful weekend, rest of your week. See you guys next time. Bye.